I stole a pack of bubblegum since Mom wouldn't buy it for me. Now I feel blah and gross about it.
That bad feeling you have is called conviction, and it's a good thing, because it helps you know that you were wrong. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I'm so glad that you're listening today. My name is Zach. So, have you ever done something bad and then felt terrible about it? Maybe you said something mean to a sibling, or maybe you even stole something from the store. Jesus can take away that guilty feeling and forgive you, but you have to confess your wrongdoing to Him first. When you say you're sorry, He will show you compassion. Proverbs 28:13 is a great reminder. It says, "People who conceal their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy." So let's listen to our story today. It's called Bubblegum Blahs. Bethany stared longingly at the gum and candy display in the checkout line. "Mom, can I get a pack of gum?" she asked. "Not today, Bethany," Mom responded, sounding flustered. Turning back to the display, Bethany noticed a new bubblegum flavor. Glancing behind her and checking that her mom was busy paying the clerk, she grabbed the pack of bubblegum and quickly stuffed it into her boot. After helping put the groceries away at home, Bethany went outside and sat on the front steps. Reaching a hand into her boot, she pulled out the pack of stolen bubblegum and popped a piece of watermelon gum into her mouth. It didn't taste as good as she thought it would. "What's wrong with you?" her brother Wesley asked her later that evening at dinner. "Do you have the blahs?" "Leave me alone," Bethany said. But she knew Wesley was right. She did have the blahs, the bubblegum blahs, and they followed her all the way into the night. Around 2 a.m., Bethany gave up on trying to sleep. Crawling out of bed, she padded to her mom's bedroom. "Mom, wake up. I need to tell you something." "What is it, honey?" her mom answered drowsily. Bethany hesitated. I stole something today. When you said I couldn't have any gum at the store, I took it anyway and didn't pay for it. And now I just feel..." "Blah?" her mom guessed. Bethany nodded miserably. "And are you sorry that you did it?" Mom asked. "Very sorry," Bethany said. "Then tell Jesus," Mom told her. "The Bible says it's God's kindness that leads us to repentance. Jesus doesn't want us to suffer the guilt and shame of sin, so He took the punishment of sin Himself by dying on the cross. When we repent, which means admitting we've done wrong and turning away from our sin to Jesus, He'll forgive us." Bowing her head, Bethany asked Jesus to forgive her for stealing and to help her make it right. The next morning, Bethany's mom drove her to the grocery store to apologize to the manager and pay for the stolen bubblegum. As she walked out of the store, God's kindness and forgiveness flooded Bethany's heart and followed her into a brand new day. So, how about you? Have you done something wrong? Did it make you feel bad? Jesus wants to replace your feelings of guilt and shame with His love and forgiveness. When you confess your sin to Him, He will forgive you and show you kindness and compassion. Repent of your sin and turn to Him, and then trust Him to help you apologize to anyone you hurt by your actions, and then make things right. Our key verse is found in the Old Testament book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 13.
"People who conceal their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy."
And our key thought for today, repent and turn to Jesus. Well, my name is Zach. Thanks for taking the time to listen to Keys for Kids today. I hope to see you right back here tomorrow.